Welcome to the Right Spokane Perspective with your host, Jeff Baxter.
And Mike Fagan.
This program will showcase issues that impact you and your loved ones.
We will educate you on what's happening in our local community and government.
It's opinion, informative fact, and it's your alert system.
Please join us in our search for what is right, thoughtful, and thought-provoking. And now for our show.
Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining Mike and special co-host today, Mr. Tim Benn. How are you getting along today, Tim?
I'm doing great. I can't wait and see what we have cooked up today.
I'll tell you, yeah, it's going to be a whopper of a show for sure, ladies and gentlemen. And we are absolutely going to be diving into that thing here right now. As a matter of fact, those folks that are familiar with the Constitution Party, gentleman by the name of Bob Peck, happens to be the chairman of the local Spokane County Constitution Party. And he basically introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Daryl Castle. And Daryl Castle is a gentleman who is a former vice presidential candidate. He's a Marine Corps veteran, and I'm telling you something, folks, if you have never heard of the Castle Report on the internet, we are going to introduce you to that. Now, before we go ahead and bring Daryl Castle into the conversation, folks, you got to log on and check out this organization. You can do so by logging on to www.castlereport.us. Again, castlereport.us. And with that, welcome to the Right Spokane Perspective there, Daryl.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be with you.
Oh, you betcha, sir. First and foremost, you know, I'm a veteran also, and that being said, thank you so very much for your service as a Marine.
Well, you're very welcome.
You betcha, sir. Now, you know, right on your webpage, you know, at top of the webpage there, you got the statement. It says, "You bring the voice of principle and reason to the issues of the day." I mean, it's the truth, nothing but the truth, and the whole truth. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's what I try to do every time, yes.
Oh, you bet. Now, Daryl, how was it that you ended up getting involved in this kind of media, if you will?
Well, I've been in the Constitution Party since its formation in 1992, but a few years ago, this August will be 4 years since I've been doing these podcasts, and Bob Peck that you mentioned, thought that I had something to say, and he wanted a wider audience for it. So he and I talked, and we, at his suggestion, set up the Castle Report website. And you know, I'm not technically gifted, but fortunately, he and another lady that helps us there in Washington are, and so they did the website for me, and they've been a tremendous blessing in trying to get the word out to people.
Well, I'll tell you something, Daryl. You know, after being on your webpage, again, folks, www.castlereport.us, I found it to be extremely informative. And, you know, in today's media circles, you cannot depend on the lamestream media, you know, all your big TV guys and all your big newspaper guys. And it's really funny that you got to actually look towards Canada, look towards the UK in order to get the straight up truth. And, you know, as well, Daryl, you know, I've seen some of the stuff that you've had occasion to write, and it's just blowing me away, man. I really want to congratulate you on that particular webpage and, you know, the message that you are trying to get out, because it's extremely important. You know, all of us liberty-minded, as freedom-minded folks out here, you know, we're looking for direction. Most of us are. You know, you've got your leadership, you've got your leadership circles, but a lot of us are kind of like stray sheep, and we're just looking for something to do. And like, this is definitely something for you folks to do.
Feel like a society led by headlines of five major media corporations, and you have reports like these and organizations like these putting information, inside information, you know, other ways of looking at issues out there for people to see. So it's really important that you're doing this, and appreciate having you on the show. What all is going on your site right now?
Well, I just did a podcast yesterday on the Japanese-American treaty that has stood since 1952, and the fact that the Japanese are very nervous about how President Obama handled the Crimean affair. They think that might threaten the U.S.-Japanese treaty, which, of course, obligates the United States to come to the Japanese aid and to go to war on their behalf if
Well, I see that the title of that was A Rock and a Hard Place. Why did you pick that title?
Well, because President Obama is caught in that classic dilemma between a rock and a hard place. He wants the Japanese treaty to continue very much because he needs those bases in Japan, and at the same time, he does not want war with China over a bunch of uninhabited rocks out in the East China Sea somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And he also is big into his pivot to Asia right now, and at the same time, he's trying to reinforce forces in the other side of the world to confront the Russians. And so it is a difficult dilemma for somebody who has his particular mindset.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, and as well, Tim, you probably heard me saying this in the past. I mean, it's like anything that Obama says is a lie, including my fellow Americans.
Well,
I'm telling you what, man. I mean, how can you trust this guy? Everything that he's said has basically been a lie. So, you know, with regard to foreign policy and the way that he goes about arranging the chess pieces on that global board, very, very scary, you know. And not only do we have this thing happening over in the Ukraine, but we got this thing with North Korea rattling sabers and, you know, going through the process of making their usual threats.
Mike,
wow.
It seems like the policy is not even coming out of our own administration. It's not coming out of polls taken from American citizens. It's not even, you know, it's not even coming out of comments from the media or even the headline news. It's coming from United Nations and other agencies and other countries are forming policy for our executive branch. It's a problem, and I can see the confusion in the headlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you betcha. Well, what do you think about that, Daryl?
Well, it certainly seems that way sometimes. I think the administration is really, as I said, faced with a difficult dilemma. This mission of controlling the entire world and exercising dominance over it, while at the same time not having the equipment, the guts, the money, even the determination to do it, is very difficult. And as you pointed out, what comes out of his mouth are just words. As an old admiral said one time, a gunboat diplomacy without gunboat is just words.
Right, absolutely.
That is what the whole world sees now. I mean, the emperor is being shown to the world to not have any clothes. He blusters, he threatens, but nothing is done because nothing can be done for the situation that he blunders into.
Well, it seems like, you know, the famous quote, walk softly but carry a big stick. We're out there stomping around and we've mitigated and downsized our stick of diplomacy and, you know, respect to the world because the foreign policies that we're putting out there aren't even our own, it doesn't seem like.
Well, that is, they certainly don't benefit us any, that's for sure. And all these threats are really the wrong way to do it. I mean, you just don't make threats that you can't back up. And why make them? I mean, you have to constantly keep backing down, which the world just sees as weakness.
Absolutely.
Well, and our own backyard is on fire, and we're screaming at our neighbor about, you know, whatever they're doing in their front yard. It doesn't seem like we're doing the job here at home. And then we look at foreign policy. We got our hands in things we could never control, even if we did have a bigger stick.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of bringing it back home, Daryl, you know, what do you think of Congress? What do you think of our chances here coming up in the midterm elections for taking over the U.S. Senate?
I think they're pretty good, actually. I mean, it certainly looks that way. I mean, who'd vote for a Democrat right now?
Yeah, considering the Obamacare thing, for sure.
I suppose some people will, but I mean, my prediction would be that it's going to be a landslide Republican win, but I was wrong before. I mean, I predicted Romney would win.
Well, I see that a little differently. I mean, I think that a lot of the voters out there, we did a show just a little while ago with the Tea Party Patriots here locally, and there's a real big split. Majority of the population really feel more independent than they do Republican or Democrat, and I think for the Republicans to do much winning in those seats, I think they're going to have to show some backbone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would be a good idea if they showed something that they have not possessed for quite some time now, but voters always say they're independent. They always talk about the need for third parties like the Constitution Party. They always talk about how they think it's time for that and so forth, but when voting time comes, they always vote Democrat and Republican.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, my follow-up question to that would be, you know, to you, Daryl, would be, what do you think are the chances of getting some Constitution Party candidates elected?
Well, I mean, I think think they're pretty good. Time has never been better for the reasons we've already talked about. Now, if you want to look ahead a little bit, 2016, it's a bit presumptuous to say that the Constitution Party can elect a president. But at the same time, I think third parties in general, us, the Libertarians, the Greens, third parties of that stature will probably get more attention in 2016 than they've ever gotten before. This is the word I hear from free and open elections. I think there's a very good chance that there'll be debates between those three parties that might be carried on national networks, debates held in New York and Los Angeles. So the networks feel guilty about what they've done, and they're being made to look at them at it and at least pay lip service to some other views. So there's a lot of hope out there in that regard. But,
well, the mainstream media pretends that they represent the minorities, but when they look at parties, they only want to look at the majorities. It kind of seems backwards with all the headlines we see as far as the, you know, those other parties are concerned. And hey, you know, third parties are actually, it's not just a third party, it's a ninth party. There's groups out there, you know, you said the Green Party, the Constitutional Party. Here in Washington, the largest city in our state elected an openly socialist candidate. So hey, it's not the only third party out there. We got constitutionalists too.
Well, that is correct.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, kind of shifting gears here a little bit, Daryl. You know, and we're about ready to go off into the break here in about 45 seconds or so. You know, what are some of the other things that you've been covering here, real time, real recent?
Well, I'm a student of history, and I tried to cover the Ukrainian crisis from the standpoint of my background in Russian history. I think I did 9 podcasts on Ukraine, and I did one called Why Do the Russians Like Putin So Much, or words to that effect. And I tried to talk about why he's so important to the Russian people and why they seem to be willing to put up with a certain amount of tyranny in order to have a leader like him. Those are the kind of things that interest me. I like to look at history and see how the more things change, the more they stay the same, and how something that may have happened 100 years ago is still very relevant today. I mean, I did a series on how the Republic became a monarchy, and Bob actually took that series of podcasts and put it together into an article that explains why, the transcript he put into an article that explains why or how the United States transgressed from being the simple republic that it was meant to be into the monarchical system that it is now.
You bet. Well, Daryl, we are at that time where we're going to stop for a couple of seconds, pay homage, give thanks to those that make Mike and Tim possible. Folks, we will be back in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, though, strongly encourage you, log on, check it out, www.castlereport.us. Again, castlereport.us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. La Belle Vie means the beautiful life. Are you needing space to hold an anniversary, special birthday, or business meeting? Call us at 953-7018. La Belle Vie Event Center runs by the hour. La Belle Vie Event Center also offers wedding packages, which include a bridal and groom suite with private dressing rooms, along with a man cave to hang out. Please like us on Facebook and give us a call to get your piece of the beautiful life. 953-7018. La Belle Vie. Ah, the beautiful life. Friends, we are once again getting close to tax day. Are you feeling taxed enough already? Over the past 4 years, we've seen our own elected officials in both D.C. and Washington State vote to raise taxes, some through taxing the Internet, some by voting to expand our welfare state. When is enough enough? Well, there's good news, folks. The folks who run one of Eastern Washington's most consistent educational political venues, Northwest Grassroots, have taken a strong stand against political establishment expansion. The good news here, they, along with an experienced, solid group of political leaders, have established the Spokane Tea Party Patriots, and they are the action-driven Tea Party, and they are geared up to make a difference. Their first mark will be a Taxed Enough Already demonstration at noon on Tax Day, Tuesday, April 15th, at the steps of the Federal Courthouse, downtown Spokane. Come on out and support pushback. Enough is enough. It's time, folks. America over party. Aline and Dave Lindstrand work with all kinds of real estate buyers and sellers. What sets them apart from the pack of hundreds of realtors is their focus on and specialty with the young at heart, including boomers and beyond. Each client has walked through the process of what to expect, including all costs to eliminate those surprises. Buying or selling surprises are eliminated through providing frequent communication with the client, as well as with all other business professionals involved. Give them a call at 869-7657. Senior clients are asked questions, enabling them to make the best decisions. Aline wants seniors to know their options, who to trust and turn to for expert information in other important related areas, such as senior attorneys, financial specialists for seniors, downsizers, and more. If downsizing or moving is on your radar screen, please call Aline or Dave Lindstrom, Realtors. Your satisfaction and confidence in your decision is Aline and Dave's priority. Give them a call today at 869-7657. They are ready to help you sell, downsize, or buy another home that meets your needs and wants. Did you know that women are the vehicle to Republican victories? The Ponderosa Republican Women is taking a proactive stance by leading on legislative issues important to all of us. With strong candidates and strategies, Republican elections can be won. Learn more about this 2014 election year by attending Ponderosa Republican Women Luncheon Programs held on the second Thursday of each month, 11:30 at the Red Lion River Inn, 700 North Division. Upcoming luncheons will feature Tom McCabe, CEO of the Freedom Foundation, and their yearly Filing Fling. That's a roundtable discussion with candidates seeking office. Ponderosa Republican Women invites both men and women to come and meet the challenges of today and to work towards effective and responsive government. We can make a difference through education, grassroots efforts, and working together. Like the Ponderosa Republican Women on Facebook, and to learn more or RSVP for a luncheon, email ponderosarw@comcast.net or call Gretchen at 624-2562. We are the Ponderosa Republican Women. Salon Vogue is now open for business. Salon Vogue is a full-service hair salon in Spokane Valley, just off of Barker Road at 18507 East Appleway. Call and make an appointment with our independent hairstylist at 828-0181. Salon Vogue also offers massage therapy and, starting in February, will offer aesthetic services including eyelash extensions. Find us, like us on Facebook, then give us a call. Salon Vogue, 828-0181. And welcome back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining Mike and Tim on Right Spokane Perspective. For those folks joining us a little bit late in today's broadcast, we have got a gentleman on the line today. His name is Daryl Castle. He is the guy, the principal involved in the creation of the Castle Report, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that some of you out there have definitely heard of that. For those that have not, we strongly encourage you, as we always do, log on, check it out, make up your own mind, ladies and gentlemen, and then decide to do something. Don't just sit on your rusty dusty. It's time to get your hands dirty, man. www.castlereport.us. Again, castlereport.us. Daryl, welcome back into the conversation, you know, and let's talk a little bit more about Ukraine and this thing going on. You kind of piqued my interest with regard to a comment that you made pertaining to how much tyranny would people put up with, because it seems that's what they're doing over there with Putin. And, you know, a lot of the Russians over there seem to like Putin and what he's doing. So I guess there's an acceptable level of tyranny that these people would bite into.
Well, tell me the last time the Russians had a government that was not tyrannical. That is the way it is. Plus, Russian history is different from ours. We're protected by our oceans and so forth, and we've had God's providence over us for quite some time. But the Russians, going back centuries, invasion after invasion. In World War One, for example, the Germans got within 250 miles of Moscow, and the United States, Great Britain, many other countries joined in that expedition, actually had troops in Russia trying to take sides in the Bolshevik Revolution. All those countries are now members of NATO. And then in World War II, the Germans were at the gates of Moscow, and Stalingrad, the Russian people suffered more dead at Stalingrad than all of the United States suffered in all of its wars and all of its history. They've seen their share of slaughter, and they don't want to see it anymore. To us here in America, what happened in World War II and earlier is ancient history, but to the Russians, it was yesterday. Uh-huh. And they're far more concerned about NATO being at the Russian border and the Germans there again than they are whether Putin is a tyrannical leader or whether he isn't. They are very happy to have someone who can restore some of their dignity and who is not afraid to confront the West and so forth.
I like the way you put that, because they are. I mean, they're landlocked between military bases with different federal, national, international interests. Yeah, they are in a very precarious situation.
Yes, and, you know, Putin is a leader who's just said he understands that, to some extent, the West is more talk than anything else, and that it's not really interested in confronting a nuclear-armed country. Uh-huh. And so he is tired of being of having these agreements one after another broken, that these agreements that were made post-Soviet breakup. And now, as we just said, NATO is at the border of Russia and threatening the Ukraine, which is the only buffer state they have. So I understand why he's upset and why he is doing what he's doing. Plus, if you look at the history of Crimea, I mean, in the last 200 years and more, it's been Russian in all but 23 years. So starting a coup right on Russia's border to overthrow their democratically elected leader was a very stupid idea, and Putin called him on it. That's what it comes down to.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And now he's made a bunch of threats and so forth that he can't back up.
Mm. Well, I tell you, you know, tensions are running high over there in that European continent for sure, the Asian continent as well. I mean, you got stuff going on involving Japan, you got Taiwan, you got North Korea, you got the communist Chinese, you got the Ukrainians, you got the Russians, and Middle East. You know, how about a couple of thoughts on Israel? And, you know, why does it appear as though the United States is turning its back on an ally?
Well, because it is, I think, to a certain extent. You know, Obama has decided, for whatever reason, that he, for one reason I can give you, is that we are not as dependent on Saudi oil as we once were. And so the old petrodollar agreements, I mean, he still wants the agreement, but he's not willing to enforce it militarily like he once was. And so he is perfectly willing to allow the Iranians to be leaders in the Middle East in replace of the Saudis. And that is going to require a certain change in policy from Israel. He's very much into this new agreement with the Iranians to defuse a situation that he sees happening. He was stymied in Syria. He wanted Syria. He used the Saudis and the Turks to foment war in Syria to try to destabilize Iran and win that way. Well, that didn't work, and he got called on that and basically chumped out by Putin. And so he said, okay, well, if I can't win that way, I'll win another. So he went to the Iranians and made a deal with them to allow them essentially to have nuclear technology in return for whatever.
Uh-huh.
That essentially sent the Saudis and, to some extent, the Israelis down the river, although the Israelis have their own nuclear weapons and are pretty capable people. But, yes, if you can't see a change in direction there, there's something wrong, because
oh, absolutely.
There has been.
You bet, you bet. You know, and as well, ladies and gentlemen, you probably heard me say this in the past, but, you know, out of all of the countries in the world, just think about it. Every country in the world has been made by the hand of man, except for Israel, ladies and gentlemen. There is a covenant that God struck with Israel, and they are the only country in the world that God has favored in that particular manner. And here we are, America, a Christian nation, a nation that has just got so much Judeo-Christian roots established here, and our roots are being uprooted.
Well, talking about the Judeo-Christian values, you know, God gave us free will. We wound up with a constitution here in the United States that, you know, constitutional rights. You have free will unless you're, you know, infringing on someone else's rights, more or less, is kind of how things are lined out. And looking locally, we see our rights. You know, this McDonald's here locally was being harassed for being put into a neighborhood. They didn't want it. They wanted it to be allowed for bike trails or walking people. They didn't want to drive
sure.
through. You know, there's a big, huge situation trying to put somebody out of business in a neighborhood. They're going to create jobs. And I see here on the Castle Report a series on A Tale of Two Countries. Should you tell us a little bit about that, Daryl?
Well, that podcast is about the direction that Vietnam and the United States have taken since the U.S. helicopters left the roof of the U.S. Embassy back in 1975. And Vietnam took a while to get there. They normalized relations with the United States in 1995, but they have been headed in a direction of investment, of jobs, of growth, of building their economy.
Oh, you mean capitalism?
Capitalism. And building their middle class. And the United States, of course, has gone a different direction with collective power and bureaucracy and that sort of thing. But the podcast is really about February 8th, a McDonald's opened in Ho Chi Minh City, which is what we used to call Saigon.
Uh-huh.
And the first month it was opened, it served 400,000 people.
Oh, my goodness.
For hours to eat there. And
oh, wow.
The average monthly wage for a Vietnamese person is about $150 U.S.
Uh-huh.
And a Big Mac costs $2.82. So for a person to take their family there is quite a sacrifice, and it's a big deal for these people. They see it as a big international company coming into their city. So the podcast is really just about how this one country is, we thought was going to devolve into a communist hellhole, but it's really now a business center with U.S. oil companies drilling off their coasts and that sort of thing. And in our country, we seem to be doing everything we can to thwart business and prevent growth and send jobs to other countries and things like that. So it's two different approaches.
So they're walking away from their communistic, over-controlling, governmental-run practices, and we're moving into public-private partnership fascism where we're telling business they can't come in, and our government is competing with the businesses.
Uh-huh.
Over-regulating them
out of business.
Out of business, yeah.
Yep, that's pretty much it. You're right.
Yep, you bet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as Tim kind of indicated, you know, we do have an issue right now in a neighborhood in the city of Spokane, right there at about Indiana and Mission. There happens to be one of five only in the world, and a drive-through only type McDonald's business. It's going right there on Hamilton, just north of Mission, and you know, in accordance with Agenda 21, you've got all those neighborhood stakeholders over there that want to make that stretch of Hamilton between Indiana and DeSmet Avenue a pedestrian-friendly corridor in accordance with Agenda 21. And they have been hooping and hollering for at least the last 2 weeks, gaining all kinds of media attention, trying to force the owner, and they even went to McDonald's Corporation in order to try to get the corporation to approve off on a redesign.
Well, I mean, they're trying to get in the middle of a contract of a franchisee to one of the largest franchise in the world as a neighborhood council, and we got a city councilwoman that's down there trying to say that this is the right thing to do, to say we need a walk-up window, not a drive-through window, the right to not even own a business. While in Ho Chi Minh City, they have people traveling across the country giving up a good portion of their
salaries, yeah,
monthly wages, just to be able to eat at a McDonald's. But here, we're going to try to chase the business and the job creators out. You know that McDonald's, how many people get employed there? Not just Ho Chi Minh City McDonald's, but you look at the one here too. How many college kids go to Gonzaga or WSU, that new U district down there? They're going to find a part-time job that fits their school classes right there at that drive-up McDonald's, and we're going to get in the way of that. Well, I think we got to give a thumbs up to Vietnamese. They know what they're doing.
That's for sure. And as well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Daryl, thank you so very much for your time today. As a matter of fact, Daryl, do you have a parting shot for the listening audience here on the Castle Report?
Well, thank you very much for having me. You know, things are bad. That's my parting shot. Things are real bad here in America for a lot of reasons, but God is still in control. As an old pastor of mine who's now deceased used to say, the Holy Trinity never meets in emergency session.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
It's all in control.
You bet. Well, Daryl, again, thank you so very much for your time today. And as well, ladies and gentlemen, I am sure that you are going to like reading more and reading on, especially when you log on to the Castle Report. You folks can do so by going to www.castlereport.us. Again, castlereport.us. Tim, I'm telling you know, whopper of a show again today, and it's just going to keep on coming, ladies and gentlemen. So hang in there with us. We're out of here today. We'll be back at you and in your face again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Right Spokane Perspective. Email your questions, comments, and suggestions to rightspokaneperspective@gmail.com. That's rightspokaneperspective@gmail.com. This program is aired weekdays at 9 a.m. on KTW and is produced and sponsored by Fagan LLC, who is totally responsible for its content. It's made possible by the advertisers heard during the program. The views and opinions are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily represent the views of this station, its advertisers, or staff.